This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Kim St. Ange in for Mark this morning. I know I'm not the only one who experienced a pretty sizable increase in my property taxes this year. And it's very frustrating, and you kind of wonder how they're even coming up with that number, and is that legitimate? And thankfully, we have Missouri State Senator Joe Nicola, who has a potential solution to that with one of the bills that he's proposing. Senator, welcome in this morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning to you.
So we have the legislative session starting in just over a week, which is kind of crazy. Tell us about this bill that would relate to property taxes. What would that do?
Sure. So it would cap all of our property taxes, so all three subclasses. That would be agriculture, commercial, and residential at 5% every 2 years, or CPI, which is consumer price index, so that's tied to inflation, whichever is less.
So there's no cap in place right now. They could just put it up any amount or percentage that they wanted to?
There's a 15% cap unless they do a physical inspection. And then if they do a physical inspection, there is no cap.
So it's interesting you say that, because my husband was at a home that we were working on. We were renovating, and I guess the assessor had stopped by, and he didn't realize it was the assessor, so we didn't answer. They ended up stopping by again. Same thing happened. They put a notice on the door saying they had tried to come, I guess, talk to him, and they ended up increasing our taxes by 20%. So what happens in that case where they're trying to do some home visit and they can't get a hold of somebody? They can just hike it up whatever they want and claim that they visited?
Well, this has been going on in Jackson County, where I represent. And so what they say is when they come out to the property and take a visual inspection on the outside, the exterior, then that's good enough for a physical inspection. And you don't have to let them in your home anyway, so they don't ever have to come in the home. But, yeah, just an external visual inspection, and they can hike your taxes up. And the way they do that is the State Tax Commission has a threshold of market value that's 90 to 110%. So a 90 to 110% of market value is the threshold that they want all the counties to raise their property taxes within. My bill also will lower that threshold. I don't think anybody should be paying property taxes on 110% of market value. So my bill would lower that from 75 to 100%. And so that one of the things that's happened is property values have increased so rapidly, and there's a few different factors for that. And a lot of these counties have, and even my county of Jackson County, has been very slow in raising them, the assessments up to within that threshold. And so the State Tax Commission sent out 81 letters, these MOUs to counties, to tell them to start raising their assessments. And by the way, my bill does not affect assessments. Assessments would continue as normal, but what my bill does is cap the actual tax liability, the amount of dollars you'd be paying.
So I don't know if you remember this story, but Sam Page, the St. Louis County executive, somehow his property taxes, his assessment didn't go up, but all his neighbors did. So how would that impact situations like that?
Yeah, that's fraud. And the same thing happened in Jackson County with our executive. And you're probably aware, we just ousted our executive a couple months ago by a vote of 85 to 15, basically over our property tax debacle. That's how mad people really are. And so assessments would continue, and people could request a physical inspection if they want to, but physical inspections would be no longer needed by the county under my bill, because the cap would just be a 5% tax liability. So say if you're paying $5,000 a year now, even if your assessment were to go up by $100,000 in 2 years, you're still only going to pay 5% on top of that $5,000, so that's $250.
So if there's not a physical visit to the home, I mean, is there some sort of like an AI at work here? How do they do the assessments now if there's no actual physical visit?
So they just take samplings within a county in different areas and decide how much those are to go up. Now, in Jackson County, what's happened, we have so many homes there, they can't assess those homes every 2 years. There's just too many. And so they've taken areas of our county and have raised assessments. So the State Tax Commission, that's part of their job. They go out to the counties, and they're supposed to take some of these samplings and see if they are within market value. If they're not, they send letters to the assessor and tell them to raise them.
We're talking to Missouri State Senator Joe Nicola about his bill related to property taxes and implementing some sort of a cap, which I agree is necessary. And it's crazy that, you know, I think you were saying it's like 15%. It's crazy that it's that high and that this has gone on for so long. And we keep hearing, Senator, about how lawmakers in Jefferson City keep trying to do something with property taxes. And I know that's supposed to be one of the big topics heading into the legislative session, which I think starts, what is it, the 7th of
Correct.
January. I mean, what's the likelihood that one of these actually passes? Because the big question would be then, you know, OK, well, how are we making up that money?
Well, we don't need to make up any of the money because it's all local. This property taxes fund local government, schools, fire, emergency services, police, you know, libraries, things like that. My bill really just strengthens our Hancock Amendment. Hancock Amendment already says, it's already law, been law for quite some time, that if property taxes or your assessments go up and your property taxes liability goes up, that it would these taxing entities would have to roll back their levies so there's no more than a 5% increase or CPI, whichever is less, on the people. Well, they found loopholes. They found it's not working. So really, my bill just strengthens the law that we already have and makes sure it makes it very transparent. It's easy to explain. It's easy to understand. It's easy for especially seniors that are on fixed incomes to budget, that they know that every year, their taxes will not increase more than 2.5%, and 5% every 2 years, and it just makes it very much more transparent and locks it in.
Yeah.
There's no way to fool the system with my bill.
Well, I hope it passes. And before we let you go, I have to get your reaction to the Chiefs moving over to Kansas.
Well, go Chiefs! It's got a whole new connotation now.
So.
It's very sad. It's sad. I think it's a failure of our local government there, our city government. Where the stadiums are has really been a disaster. That whole area has been very depressed for some time. I think the Chiefs, by what it looks like now, they have planned to move to Kansas for some time. When we had that first special session with the stadium bill, even from the Senate floor, I made the comment, where are the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody from the Chiefs came. Nobody called my office. No representative. I just didn't really think they were that serious. And I think that's proved out that they just used Missouri for a bargaining chip. And they were planning on going. And sorry for Kansas, because the taxpayers over there, once they find out, I mean, it's an unbelievable deal that Kansas gave them. There's no way Missouri should ever give them anything like that.
I totally agree. They may have lost a lot of Missouri fans who were rooting for them once the Rams ditched us. So.
Yeah, they have. There's a lot of my friends. A lot of people are really, really upset.
Yep, I get it.
Chiefs.
Well,
yeah.
Senator Joe Nicola, I appreciate you giving us some time this morning. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.